Women make up half the world population. Why then are there so many disparities related to gender? Why are women more vulnerable than men? We are Matt Kerlick,
Julia Herker,
Juan,
Hannah Mel,
Christian Soria,
and Claire Miller.
And our podcast is on gender equality. We will be talking about why gender inequality persists around the world and how it affects women and girls. These inequalities are relevant beyond SDG number 5. Gender inequality is an impact on all the United Nations. Sustainable Development Goals, gender equality, if achieved globally, will increase progress in all of the SDGs.
So we should just talk about why first we have gender inequality. There's historical and structural inequalities that are still impacting today, like concepts of gender superiority, and that women are expected to take care of the home. These cause lots of problems, like women have less access to education because they, you know, are expected to do things at home, right? And the concept of gender superiority, that men then are prioritized over women.
I completely agree with that, because women right off the gate are kind of looked at as taking care of the house and the children and stuff, while the men are out doing their jobs and making money for their family. So I understand how it's hard for women to kind of exit out of that into a different kind of world.
It's just all about, like, the world's perspective right now. We kind of just need to, like, flip it from, like, viewing men like that to viewing both like that, not just women, but both.
Yeah, for sure.
There, a lot of the problems that come from that then are that women's needs aren't prioritized, like health needs, obviously, with genital mutilation is a problem, and getting access to education, especially if people are married young or as children, then they have that responsibility at home that prevents them from getting education and opportunities that men might have.
Yeah, it really does kind of like limit all the women to doing what they really want to do if they're looked at as a different way than men are.
Actually, speaking of on that topic, could you elaborate a little bit more on what you mean by that? Because I understand what you're saying, the core concept, but I is there like an example?
Just generally, like, prioritizing men's needs over women's needs, and then them having more opportunities because of that really contributes to inequalities.
All right.
And that's how it's been historically, that is still around today.
Like, for a lot of families, they'll send their sons to school instead of daughters. So then further there, the sense of men have the education, they'll keep going with the jobs, which makes the woman not be able to work as much because of that. But a lot of times it's more of like a money aspect, like who are you gonna send to school and who are you not, because a lot of families just don't have the amount of money.
Yeah.
Speaking of money, actually, I wanna divert the attention to something that I've heard recently. Feminization of poverty, I've had it explained to me very well, but I would like to hear from how you people think about it.
Oh, well, 70% of the world's poor people are women. I think a lot of that is because, like we were talking about with the lack of education, then there's less job opportunities, and then they become dependent on others, specifically men, who in some places have more access to education and employment opportunities.
All right.
On the topic of that also, like, not getting education and being poor in general, and women tending to be poorer than men, that goes hand in hand with
food insecurity.
No, I was gonna say forced marriage and things, because if it's a young girl who is getting married to someone who is older, they're not going to want them to go to school, and they're going to be doing what the men view as like what women should be doing. They're not going to be going to school. They're not going to be getting an education. And if you don't get an education, you can't necessarily get the best jobs. You can't get money. And that is why women tend to be stuck in poverty sometimes.
Speaking of actually forced marriage, these people who are forced in marriage actually are pretty much sort of forced to stay in marriage, aren't they? Because like, since they can't go get a job, they're not going to school and they're not learning, they can't get a good job, so then they're basically dependent on the male to provide for them. So they're basically stuck. It's either be out on the streets and die of poverty, or it's be in a forced relationship and depend on the male partner.
Exactly.
Yeah. The dependency on men, especially for child marriages, then that also causes a problem when there's domestic abuse, not having a way to get out of that situation.
I completely agree. If they're like stuck in a loop where like they can't get a job because there's so many, they don't have any knowledge, they didn't go to school, and then the boys are just favored in that way. Because if they're sent to school, then they can get a good education and get a good job, but then the women are kind of just stuck. And if they go into a job interview with, say, a male that's trying to hire them, they don't really have that good of an education to try to be a good prospect for that job.
Just like there's a known like cycle of poverty, there's also kind of a cycle of gender equality and everything that comes with it, so.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
All right, actually, speaking of jobs, there's actually an organization called the ILO, the International Labor Organization, that's actually trying to increase job opportunities for women all over the world, especially in places like Africa and the Middle East, which are places that are known not to be as helpful with jobs for these people. And for all that, they're trying to give them a hand. Also, there's also other organizations that also help them with these sort of things, like Human Rights Council, which also kind of focuses on human rights and food security, and security of health is also a thing on their mind, which is something that the human rights focuses on. So I think all these organizations are going hand in hand together under, I would assume, one banner of the UN Women. And I think, Claire, don't you have something on violence on women now that...
I do have things on violence on women. I was going to talk about it a little bit earlier when we started talking about abuse, but in general, women are much more susceptible to abuse by, like, a close family member or a relationship, like a partner in a relationship. I'm not saying that men can't be abused, because literally everybody can be abused, and there are many cases, but it just tends to be that women are more susceptible to abuse. That goes in hand with femicide, which is killing women just because they are a woman, and that happens sometimes, because abuse is serious. It's a very serious issue, and with it, I see it a lot in the news. I see so much like cases about it, and it's very rampant at this moment in time. Another thing that kind of has to do with that, it's not exactly, but it kind of branches out on the form of abuse, is a very sensitive topic. Hannah, you mentioned it earlier. It's female genitalia
mutilation.
It is very uncomfortable to talk about. It's not a good thing. It's very bad. And when I was reading up on it, it's a lot worse than I thought it was going to be, because there's, in the article that I read, there's four different types of it. I'm not really going to go that far into it, because I don't really want anyone to get extremely uncomfortable, but the first type is just partial removal of some parts. The second type is like full removal of some parts, and the third type is completely like narrowing the genitalia. And then four is harmful procedures like piercings, pricking, incisions, and other things like that.
And this is, that's obviously a form of violence, especially because a lot of people who end up in that situation are younger. But it's also interesting that it's been used to control women and, you know, preventing them from having relationships outside of marriage, especially people in forced marriages. And in Mali, Nigeria, Malawi, and Burkina Faso, over 70% of women report that they have no say in their health needs because they need permission. So that is obviously one of the health issues in the world that is relevant to women and violence against them.
That's just crazy how they have no say in their health issues. Like, I feel like that should be the one thing that they really should have full control of.
Yeah, and that definitely relates to SDG 3 about health and well-being. So we see that gender inequality relates to all of the SDGs in different ways.
So I've been actually hearing a lot of things on how, like, you need male permission, right, from wives need male permission for their health needs, or that men need to stop abusing. I wanna ask a question to the people here. What do you think us men could do, or us males could do, to remedy these problems? That maybe we could listen, maybe we could, what could we do?
Well, I feel like one of the main problems is that women aren't making men feel as welcome to participate in it, because they're just turning it into like a huge feminization type thing, where we're just not making the men feel as welcome. So I feel like part of it is that we need to make men feel more welcome to participate in the issue, and then we can start getting into what they can do to help, which is mainly just voicing their opinion on it.
Exactly. Like, when we talk about gender equality, it doesn't just, it's not called, like, it's not just women. Everybody needs to participate for it to work.
It's not flipping the scale, it's balancing the scale. Thank you very much.
That's a good point.
That's a good point, right?
I think just being aware and having conversations is a good way to get everyone.
All right, well, thank you for listening. Even though it may not seem like a big problem where you are, gender equality is a global problem that needs to be fixed. Not only does it impact women and girls, it also ties into other global problems that affect everyone. For more interesting facts and resources, check out UN Women's website and the Malala Fund. While you learn about gender inequality, please take the time to think about how you can make a difference too.